Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden wants to remove another Trump-era law that worked on the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Naraki explains.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a piece of legislation that would make an executive order from the Trump administration that allows border agents to expel illegal immigrants to stop the spread of COVID into law. His SHIELD Act would codify Title 42, keeping the Biden administration from ending the policy. He tells Fox News that the measure is necessary to keep President Biden's open border policy from coming to fruition.
We're on pace to have over 2 million people cross our border illegally this year. And what does the Biden administration want to do? It wants to repeal the laws that have enabled us to keep out people who are COVID positive, even though that is driving up the rates of COVID infections. And this is radical open border policy that doesn't make any sense and that is endangering American health.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Washington lawmakers on Tuesday discussed the origins of COVID-19, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci get into a spirited debate.
This research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research, done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was? Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function.
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially, you do not know what you are talking about.
Read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her, and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Happy, boy, I'll tell you, it is hump day. It's Wednesday. This has been such a quick week. Back on the East Coast from California, it is nice to be in the home of the free and the land of the brave. Interesting on the West Coast, Rick Manning, I got to tell you. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. A lot of strange stuff still on the West Coast with the recall of Gavin Newsom, the homelessness. It's really sad, and it breaks my heart to go back to my home state and see it in such shambles. And it epitomizes, so much of what the rest of the country is going through right now. I got to tell you.
Unfortunately, California is a failed socialist state, and also, unfortunately, they have 52 members of the House of Representatives, and as a result, they have a lot of influence over the rest of the country.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And of course, the rest of the country is using them as the poster child and saying, hey, if we can do the same thing that California has done, pretty much they have, by virtue of all these policies and unilateral laws that they've been able to do because it's a one-party state, they've really locked down this government in so many ways. I mean, here we are with a recall. And you may recall when Arnold Schwarzenegger came in after Governor Gray. And, Arnold Schwarzenegger thought, okay, well, good. You know, this is going to be great. And they said, well, let's break it down for you. You know, 85% of the budget is already, that's done. It's cooked, okay? And, by the way, the state, because of whatever varying excuses or whatever, are 19%, they're 119% over budget. So you're not going to have a whole lot to manage here. And this is what I see happening in our country on a federal level. As Joe Biden continues to offer trillions of dollars of supposed relief and, soft infrastructure and just keep the checkbook open and put such pressure on our economy. And yet they're absolutely delusional because, I got to tell you, Rick, in my travels across the country, I'm hearing even from Democrats is that they're just like shaking their heads and going, okay, how much of this crazy spending can we tolerate? And I said, well, as much as you guys keep voting them in.
Well, and I'm going to just be kind of a little contrarian here in that this isn't a Democrat problem as much as it is a Republican independent problem.
Uh-huh.
Because Everybody I talk to says, gee, spending matters. You know what congressmen tell me all the time? They say, Rick, I never hear from anybody to cut spending, ever. It's an off-the-table issue. People have accepted that they're never going to cut spending, so there's no anticipation it's even worth wasting your time talking about it. And as a result, what do members of Congress do? They then respond, well, if we're going to spend the money, we might as well spend it some way I want to spend it. At which point you've got both parties being spending parties.
Right, exactly.
The answer is for the people to tell their members of Congress. They have to tell their members of Congress spending matters.
Right.
If they fail to do that, they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
Well, exactly, because what happens, they default into their natural instinct, and that is to get reelected. And if it's about being reelected, then that, you know, that subordinates the cause for the people. And so then they have to deal with the K Street influencers and the big donors and that sort of thing. And the issues for the people just go by the wayside, right?
Well, that's very true. The unfortunately, you know, one of the ironies of D.C. is that the only people who actually don't have lobbyists are, shall we say, the average person.
That's exactly.
Everybody's got every influence, every group that's affected by government has a lobbyist, has somebody lobbying on their behalf. There are very few people in town who are saying, don't do what all the money in town says to do. Mm-hmm. Instead, do what the people say. The only chance I have to win this debate, the only chance, is if your listeners are telling their members of Congress, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Stop spending. This is dangerous. You're going to destroy the country. Stop spending now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless Congress gets that message from people, they're not going to get it sufficiently in D.C. to offset the massive money demands that come in from all sources for spending, tax breaks, whatever, that benefit specific interests and not the people at large.
Well, Rick, you know, you're hitting something that is very sensitive and has been sensitive to me for a long time. And one of the things that I think is lacking here is this vision and the articulation of vision that everyday people can understand. I mean, we say stop spending. Well, what does that mean? I mean, the people need to realize. I mean, they hear we're coming up to $30 trillion in debt. And that's the bottom line. I mean, probably the total indebtedness and liability. I mean, I've heard numbers of anywhere from $180 to $200 trillion. In terms of all the liability associated with our indebtedness. So it's never ending. But we've got to find a way to articulate that the every man and woman understands and says, oh, okay, I get this. And we're just not quite, you know, resonating with Main Street to that point.
Well, right now, the thing that resonates is inflation. Mm-hmm. Inflation is a direct result of the massive spend-a-thon we've been going through.
Right.
So it is a... And, you know, in 2020, there was a reason to spend money because the government killed the economy and deliberately did so to deal with the pandemic. That's a decision. In 2021, there's no reason to continue that spend-a-thon. Mm-hmm. And yet we have effectively elected a set of legislators in both between Biden and the House and Senate who don't seem to understand that the excuses are over. The extra reason to spend is over. It's now time to pull in your claws.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a simple example. In 1945, after World War II, we had a debt to GDP that exceeded the one we've got now. It was pretty high. Mm-hmm. Not like 127% debt to GDP percent. And it was huge. It was a huge debt to GDP. But what the federal government did was Congress came in and said, we're cutting the federal budget. And they cut it by about 80%. And as a result, they immediately went into a balanced budget mode for about 10 years. And by the way, that's the last time we've been in a balanced budget mode. But the economy took off because the government wasn't competing for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What we have now is we have 70% of our spending is on autopilot. They couldn't cut the spending of the federal government by 80% if they had to. Because right now, 70% of spending is and things like Social Security and food stamps and Medicare and, you know, all the so-called entitlement programs. And I'm not going to argue about whether you're paid in Social Security, so it's not an entitlement. It's called an entitlement program and mandatory spending for a reason. But that's your reality. 70% of spending in the federal government are things that Congress doesn't appropriate on a year-to-year basis.
Mm-hmm.
That means when they have a government shutdown, they're really only impacting a max of 30% of the federal government spending.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they're only impacting 17% of the federal spending because they always get the Defense Department to make sure that they're taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really only impacting 17% of all government spending. That's what our fight's over.
Exactly.
Our fight every year is over 30% of the spending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why what Joe Biden and what has been done is they have these special appropriations bills, these special bills, because they know they can't increase the regular budget that much, mm-hmm. but they want to do all this extra spending. So we've got to stop them at the
exactly.
right now from the extra spending. That's
exactly.
what we have to do.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at just about 19 minutes after. And our conversation with Rick Manning continues, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, let's put a bow around this idea of inflation so people really understand. I mean, they hear the I word, and yes, they see it at the gas pump. They're seeing it in the grocery stores, regardless of what they may say, that it's 5-6%. This may annualize, obviously a lot higher after everything is all said and done, and especially when we're talking about spending more of the people's money here. This is very painful, especially for the middle and lower class.
Yeah, Bill, it's inflation is a direct result of the spending, and we're finally feeling that price after years being able to monetize our debt around the world, and I won't go into that. But inflation is directly related to the deficit spending. And so more deficit spending, that extra stimmy check, whatever it is directly being taken back out of your pocket through higher prices at the pump, at the grocery store, for your housing and the like. And so obviously, let's just take housing. If you own a house, when your house value goes up, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. If you rent, you're dead.
Yeah.
And people on the lower end of the income scale tend to rent. And as a result, you end up inflation is a pernicious tax on the poor. Mm-hmm. And the irony is the Democrats always push policies which create inflation. So the Democrats should be joining with Republicans to stopping this extra spending, because it's actually, if they actually believe what they say they believe, mm-hmm. Because it actually hurts the poor and the working poor in particular more than anybody else. And that is the basic truth. Mm-hmm. And it's all about spending. They just need to stop the extra spending. No infrastructure bill, none of that. Just let this cool off. Give us a cooling saucer, a cooling period, so we can get the budget under control, and then we can go back to the spend-a-thons of normal.
Yeah, exactly. But even then, but you're exactly right. But if the people continue to vote in these same people that, it's spend and tax and inflation, well, then look at you're getting what you're asking for. And so don't complain. You're going to get crushed, and that's it until, whatever happens.
The expectation that California has that they can continue just taxing the very wealthy in California. They're beginning to come to a grim reality that a lot of those very wealthy are leaving. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're moving to Texas where they have no income tax. And so that's your reality is mm-hmm. the people who are the creators, the builders, the producers in California are escaping. Mm-hmm. And California's going to have a really harsh fate. It's going to be interesting to see if enough people understand that to be able to, recall Gavin Newsom mm-hmm. and elect somebody who has a different point of view. Of course, that person will still have a supermajority in the legislature and an inability to do anything, but at least they can't do harm.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, I wanted to get your read on, you talk about irony. Here you've got these Democrats that leave Texas, to take this big stand. Nancy Pelosi says they're heroes. Mm-hmm. They fly on private planes. No mask. I mean, they're all happy and giddy and everything about going there. And now this has turned into a super spreader event that that if it would have been Donald Trump's people coming there and doing such a thing, oh, my God, the mainstream media's heads would be exploding. It would be nonstop insanity. Here it's just like, like Jane Psaki said the other night, she goes, we just thank them. We thank them for being here. We thank them for almost infecting the leader of the House, an aide of hers and another White House aide, and six of these people have come down with COVID. It's insane.
Yeah, well, if the Democrats have the only standards, the Democrats have are double standards. So mm-hmm. You're 100% right on how it's been treated. The ultimate irony in all this, all the theatrics is we're talking about the COVID that they came down with, mm-hmm. but we're not talking about the reason that they left. And they left because they didn't want voter identification laws. They left because they didn't want voter integrity laws in place to ensure that the one man, one vote principle remains intact. And that's a, they actually left the state to try to stop a quorum to be able to be on a whole bunch of issues that were sitting in Texas that they didn't want to have a, happen. Mm-hmm. And it is a, you know, and of course Nancy Pelosi called them heroes because they're trying to make a national point about trying to get the eliminate the state ability to do voter identification laws and the like.
Right.
But from a practical perspective, those people chose to not represent the people who elected them, and they chose to instead engage in theatrics.
Right.
And, you know, and now they're, you know, they picked up COVID from somewhere. And, you know, I hope that they all get well.
Yeah.
But it's politics is theatrics.
Yeah.
We all have to just come to grips with that fact. This isn't a policy. They want to have a policy debate. They want to have a debate on CNN and not recognizing that nobody watches CNN. Mm-hmm. But that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get the front page of the New York Times. They didn't care about what happened in the Austin Statesman American. So it's really an interesting, play. The Democrats did this in Wisconsin when Scott Walker was pushing through some union reform laws.
Exactly.
And so they did that. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi praised the people who took over the Capitol building for days, threatening lawmakers, pushing lawmakers to flee. And this was not a group of people taking selfies in the rotunda. These are people who went in there with intent to occupy the Capitol in an insurrection. That happened in Wisconsin.
And to stop the people.
Business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi praised them for doing that, those people who took over. So as we hear all this hyperbole, and this is off topic, but as we hear all this hyperbole about January 6th and all that, I want people to remember that the left uses this as a tactic in terms of taking over capitals when they're not getting their way. And what happened on January 6th was essentially some people went in with bad intent, but a vast majority of people were essentially sucked in and were busy taking selfies in the rotunda. This was a selfie. If this was an insurrection, it's the worst insurrection ever. Nobody was armed, and everybody was, the only thing they were armed with was their camera to point it at their face in the Capitol Rotunda, so the FBI had a picture of them to arrest them. I mean,
and the FBI is even asking for information from neighbors. And there's been some, you know, Big Brother activity where they've called in on their neighbors, and you know, people have, you know, put on Facebook that they were there, and you know, they were able to get that information, and now they're caught up in the dragnet. I mean, this is really, I mean, the big question I had, Rick, regarding January 6th is, what was it, about 7-8 months earlier with Black Lives Matter? Look what they did in D.C. You know, all the burning, destruction, almost burnt down a church there. And they got rewarded with a mural that they were able to paint Black Lives Matter on the main road heading to the White House. And I didn't hear a whole lot of people going to jail, being put in solitary confinement there.
Nobody went to jail. They attacked a U.S. senator with one Capitol Police officer. They attacked Rand Paul with one Capitol Police officer to protect him and his wife. I personally was trying to get out of the White House on the evening when the president accepted the nomination and saw what was going on. The threats on the outside were real. They were threatening bodily harm. They made no bones about it. They were constantly making noise and beating on drums on the outside. You could hear it from the inside. It was designed to intimidate, and they literally had to change routes. I was told I had to stay put in one place until 3 a.m. before I could walk to where my car was, and it would be safe for me to walk to where my car was. That's how bad it was, and yet not a single person got arrested or got convicted of anything. Charges were dropped.
Yeah.
So,
and of course, and you had Vice President Harris before she was vice president, and her PAC, you know, paying the bail, right? And so, my question still is, how much damage actually happened with that Black Lives Matter Antifa movement in D.C. 8 months earlier versus what happened on January the 6th?
Millions of dollars of damage, none on January 6th.
There it is. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Get activated, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the website, getliberty.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, I know it's crazy, the stuff that's going on right now. A lot of renewed fear over this new variant that's happening, whether or not to be vaccinated, going back and forth. It's almost like so much of this has been self-inflicted by this current administration, if you remember. And Jenny Beth Martin is with us really quick. We're going to talk critical race theory in just a moment, but I want to get her read on this. You know, Jenny Beth, for so long, when President Trump was president and we were coming out with a vaccine, it was the voices of Joe Biden and, you know, candidate Harris that were talking about the veracity of the vaccines. They talked it down. They turned it into a political football and a mess. And then they're surprised that there's vaccine hesitancy. And that's on one hand. And then on the other hand, well, let's leave the border open and let's have people with COVID, according to ICE, that are coming in record numbers and infecting us. And then, of course, that's not enough. Let's get the military involved so we can ship these people all over the country and further infect American citizens. This is absolute madness.
It is all madness, and they also refuse to acknowledge that there may be early treatment options for COVID, so that people who do get sick with it have options available. Certainly, there are doctors around this country who have treated patients with a cocktail of medications, and it seems to reduce the most severe cases of COVID. So it seems that everything they are doing in this situation turns around making, creating more problems. It just creates more problems. The economy is dysfunctional. We've got, they're angry because there's vaccine hesitancy, as they call it, and yet they contributed to that.
Yes.
They, say that, masking is important and they're not living by the exact same rules or allowing people to come across the border who have not had, COVID tests, but they're not willing to stand up and tell corporations in this country don't be demanding personal healthcare information of customers. So they stand for, I don't even know who they stand for. I think they just stand for whoever can stand with to get the votes that they need to have power.
Well, that's the deal. It's become so politicized in the process. I mean, and then Joe Biden wants to claim that, you know, Facebook is killing people. I mean, the hyperbole. I mean, come on. I mean, this is how insane this is. We're not being reasonable. But, you know, I want our listeners and anybody involved with the Tea Party Patriots to understand we still have choice. You know, as Jenny Beth just said, there are doctors out there prescribing hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other solutions that will serve as prophylactic so that you're not being crushed by, you know, by COVID or this current variant that's happening right now. The other thing that is, for long as we've had this vaccine out, why is this still under an emergency authorized vaccination? Why hasn't the FDA gone ahead and approved it and finally made it, you know, okay, that it's FDA approved? And the fact that it's not, you know, adds to the hesitancy. The fact that you've had people, you know, in government, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, speaking so poorly of it, and then suddenly it's okay. You know, this is all very confusing, not to mention, you know, Dr. Fauci, the WHO, CDC, and the other number that seemed to have gotten swallowed up. And I keep reminding people, and they go, when did they say that? It was 3 weeks ago, if you remember, when they came out and they said the actual death count of people who died of COVID only was less than 5%. Well, less than 5% is about half of the annual number generally that people died from the flu. So, you know, and boy, I'll tell you, did they rush that off the stage as quickly as they could, right?
Yes, they absolutely did. And a doctor yesterday told me that the number of people who are contracting COVID right now, I believe the number is 60% of the people who are contracting COVID at the moment have already been vaccinated. So it just, I think that there are a lot of things that you're pointing out right now that are just contradictions within the Biden administration. I think that the approval of the vaccine, it needs to happen when the time is right and testing has been completed, whenever that may be. And it should be done in a way that we can trust the results of the testing of new drugs as well, so that we don't just undermine our faith in the ability that the drugs the FDA puts out reasonably safe or not. But the whole situation right now, Bill, yesterday I've been traveling a lot over the last few weeks, and things are not functioning properly in our country. Hotels don't have the kind of staff they need. Restaurants are closing much earlier than they used to because they don't have the kind of staff that they need. And yet people are traveling and flying that probably normally wouldn't travel and fly. Things are odd right now in our country. We're not back to normal at all.
Well, without a doubt, and the cloud of this virus, you know, continues to hang over us, and it's just going to, the confusion is going to continue as long as we're not dealing with the truth. And this is the big issue, you know, that I have over this deal, because what some people are saying is that the only people that are getting this variant are people who have not been vaccinated. Who said that? I mean, where is the evidence that that has any veracity? You know, that, I mean, when I just got back from California, and this was the kind of stuff I was hearing. 100% of the people that are coming down with COVID right now with this new variant were people that have not been vaccinated. Of course, you know why they say that, because, you know, everybody needs to get vaccinated, and, you know, And if we have to, we're going to come knocking on your door. We got about 3 minutes left here, Jenny Beth, and I did want to have you give us an update on this critical race theory. I am so, as we talked about the last time, boy, I'll tell you, the shining gift of all this has been the mama bears who have been coming out in record number telling their local school boards, hell no, you're not going to teach my kid, my children, this type of educational garbage.
Yes, it is very refreshing to see that there's so many people who are coming out, and it really does seem to be a lot more moms than dads. So dads are coming out. It definitely seems to be a lot more moms. I think it's simply because as a mom, and I'm not bashing on dad, it's just as a mom, you have this instinct to protect your child.
Right.
And when we watch what's happening in these schools, we realize that the schools are not protecting our children. They're doing things that are going to harm our children because of the kind of political spin they're putting on education. It winds up being indoctrination, and sometimes it is harmful. It is harmful indoctrination because you're pitting one class of people against another class based on outward traits, including skin color. It has to stop, and we're going to have to work on this at a local level, and there are over 14,000 local school districts in this country to work to improve what is happening within our districts at a local level.
Well, it's so important that people get activated, and you're exactly right. I mean, the mama bears have been leading the way, but more dads are getting involved here. You know, dads are working, providing, which isn't to say that moms aren't. Moms are doing the same thing, but there's just that natural inclination and heart to protect their children in a very passionate sort of manner. And, you know, they're encouraging, you know, dads to get out there, and dads need to be represented as well and fortify the fight here and get involved here to let these school boards. We've got to take back our educational system. I mean, we turned it over. It's been turned over for decades. We thought that it should be run by the federal government. Look what we've got. We rank 27th with all after all the money that we spend for education and invest in our children. We can only do that's the best we can do, 27th?
I think we can do better than that. And at Tea Party Patriots, though, we've got how-to guides for how to get involved at your local school board and how to a guide to help you understand what critical race theory is about and how to stand for a united country based on content of character rather than on critical race theory.
Now, this is the toolkit that you had been talking about, right? It's there at the website?
Yes, and people can find it at UnitedWeStandCenter.com or TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Well, Jenny Beth Martin has been with us as always. We appreciate her whenever she can, you know, stop in and give us an update. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. And again, we're so grateful for your time. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. Exit home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When you speak, I'm found in the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything I feel. When you speak.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. With us right now is the Director of Investigations and Research with Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, how you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Lots to talk about. I got to tell you, over the weekend, I had a couple conversations with some other military experts, and I said, how this situation that was going on with the Joint Chiefs and General Milley, they had really wound themselves up into some imaginative fervor. And, boy, this so almost smacked of the possibilities of some sort of military coup taking place over the transition of, you know, of power from Trump to Biden. Am I misreading something here or over-imagining myself?
You are not. You got to remember that the appointment and the confirmation of all flag officers, by that I mean general officers and admirals, they're all political animals. You know, none of them shows up completely unaffected by or uninfluenced by the political administration that actually appoints them to the position of being, you know, guy with stars. A guy or a gal with stars on their shoulders or on their collar. Mm. So the general officer selection process has always been highly politicized. And all the general officers that we now have, virtually all of them, are Obama generals, right?
Mm.
They came in during that 8-year period, and they were willing to go along with all the crazy social science experimentation that the Obama people advanced. And so they're the general officers and the admirals who said, you want to have a guy walking around in a skirt saying that he's a woman? Sure, no problem.
Right.
And so that was the litmus test, right? That was the sort of how much are you willing to choke down? How much are you, how much of a blind eye are you willing to turn? Mm-hmm. And there's some guys who didn't necessarily subscribe to the Obama ideology, but they sort of convinced themselves that, oh, well, I'm going to stay in and I'm going to be the good guy and I'm going to fight for my troops, for my soldiers, my airmen, my Marines. And I'm just going to keep my head down and do what I'm supposed to do to keep the combat force capable. And it's really delusional. They're not immune from all the politics. And then you see a guy like Mark Milley testifying up on the Hill and saying that he wants to understand white rage. And he compares that to the January 6th, demonstrations up on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge leap to go from understanding white rage and then in the very next breath, attaching that to January 6th protests. They're two very different things.
But this is the world view, though. That's the order of the day, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand, Chris has a military background. I mean, he's a military intelligence officer. He specialized in counterintelligence and human intelligence. And so, and he had a regular Army commission. So when he's talking about this stuff, he knows what he's experienced it firsthand. He was there and could see, you know, the dynamics and the politicization of the military, which should not be. It should never be. But it seemed like
frankly, it's also generational. I'm the son of a U.S. Army infantry colonel who fought in the Philippines. Oh. So this is, decades long
yes.
tradition. It's not
yes.
just something that I have an opinion on, in passing.
Yes. You've lived it, as you said, from your father through you, you've seen this. And you're bearing witness and sharing it with us as to what's going on. And
correct.
We noticed that during the Obama years, you had some quality flag officers that were forced out. And you're going, whoa, what's going on here? Well, this was the start of the cancel culture, was it not? And in the military. And now here we've got the military going full-blown CRT.
Yeah, I mean, I call him a friend and an ally, General Boykin, over at Family Research Center. I used to sort of tease him or annoy him and ask him, hey, where is today's Billy Mitchell? And that's an obscure military reference or historical reference to an Army Air Corps general, Billy Mitchell, who was court-martialed because he complained that politicians were putting the military in the 1920s and 30s, were putting the military at risk because they weren't funding the air service at that time is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was a general officer who stood up and kind of called politicians to account. And naturally, they wanted to chop his head off, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You don't see that today. You don't see general officers who resign in protest or who are willing to, say, look, I'll go this far but no further, and this is against my oath, and I have to resign because I can't stand by and watch this garbage. Mm-hmm. Instead, they all kind of roll over and play dead for whichever way the political wind is blowing.
Well, it's tough when your ambition is another star, and that's what's in front of you. Then you get blinded, and that's unfortunate.
Or they count on a retirement that involves membership on various corporate boards.
Yes,
and so they're going to retire with three or four stars on their shoulders. And then they're going to go over and be a member of a very large Fortune 500 company and sit on their board and be paid tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, because, frankly, the corporations want to use their resumes. They want to say, hey, look, we have General so-and-so on our board.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all very politically sensitive and politically correct.
Chris, we were warned at the conclusion of the Eisenhower administration. He warned of this robust and growing and dangerous military-industrial complex. Wow. I mean, has it come to full fruition in this current, early months of the Biden administration?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this shows the crevices, the cracks, and the it's beyond warning signs. This is the very dangerous territory we're out on. There was a time when commissioned officers were apolitical. They were deliberately would not engage and would not subscribe to whatever the fancies were. Of course, we also did not have such a radically split country. Mm-hmm. We didn't have people that essentially one group subscribes to the Constitution and the other one are really militant revolutionaries posing as, you know, democratic socialists.
Exactly.
And they seek to unwind the Constitution.
Well, I still look at the numbers, Chris, and the numbers still are in favor, if we might still refer to them as the silent majority, and they got to quit being silent. It's a small minority of radicals that are shaking the dog right now. And I'll tell you, we're starting to come into, I think, some really serious territory, because the thing that keeps coming up is the big lie that won't go away, which is kind of ironic. You know, for 4 years we argued, the Democrats argued that Donald Trump was illegitimate. We spent over $70 million, special counsel, led to an impeachment, all this stuff that went on. And he was declared to be, you know, by them, by the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and everybody else, that he was illegitimate. Now here we have an election that still has more questions than answers. And I was just at a conference over the weekend, and some of the stuff that's presented, I mean, the big headline that came out was Mike Lindell, who's going to be doing 3 days of 72-hour presentation of the facts, of the data facts of the election. And the bottom line, which hit the big headline over the weekend, was he said that Donald Trump, by the numbers, got 80 million votes and Joe Biden only got 68. Now, I understand the hesitancy and some people want to deal with that reality, but when it hits people full force in the face and here's all the evidence, what's going to happen, Chris?
Well, you know, there's a concerted effort on the left to deny, deny, deny. And anybody who says that or raises, if you even raise the question, not that you subscribe to the conclusion, but even if you raise the question that perhaps it merits additional scrutiny, you are shouted down by the left and by their puppets in the media. They're sock puppets. They just repeat everything they're told. They take dictation. They don't investigate or interview. And so you're labeled, you know, a lunatic, and there's an effort to marginalize and trivialize anybody who asks a decent question.
Right. Well, we're going to set that aside because I wanted to also address one of your releases regarding records. Judicial Watch is suing for the records of the Pelosi call with the Pentagon chief. What's going on here?
Right. Well, you know, the Congress is not subject to the open records law, so Pelosi can't be FOIA'd to produce these records. But the Department of Defense is subject to the open records law, and I can guarantee you that a call from the Speaker of the House to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that there was a record made of that call, that there was a recording, that there was a transcript of it, and based on some reporting that's come out on books that are supposedly about to be released, you know, Pelosi was telling Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, not to obey the president. This call was placed on January 8th, so 2 days after the January 6th protests, and then, you know, obviously a couple of weeks before the inauguration of Biden. And so Pelosi called over telling Milley, if Trump tells you to do something, don't do it. Which, you know, Pelosi is not a member of the National Command Authority. She has no constitutional authority or power whatsoever in the line between the president and the Department of Defense. She was unlawfully inserting herself and making claims or demands to General Milley. Now, it's going to be very interesting to see what she said, and it's going to be even more interesting to see how Milley responded.
Exactly. Well, it could be interesting to find out also what she said about January the 6th leading to. In one point, she is interjecting herself. Another point, she's extracting herself when she should have been more involved, supposedly. I'll tell you, what a web of deception we're all caught in here. Chris Farrell, thank you for being with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing
nursing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the